It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters, and this week we get to visit with Dr. Lila Puntel. She is an assistant professor of soil fertility and precision agriculture with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Dr. Puntel, welcome, and this week you're going to tell us more about some research that you presented to the Wheat Board last week. Opportunities for wheat in Nebraska, what did you discuss with them?
Yeah, sure. So I joined university in July, and I started talking with some of the university professors in soil fertility and also the extension educators working in wheat. And so because I had a background in wheat fertility and especially in the management and the area of precision ag, I wanted to continue that that progress in research in Nebraska. So I started kind of like talking with the people already in soil fertility here at the university. And they already started like a project at the research station level, looking at how to update the nitrogen recommendations in wheat, and also looking at how the recommendations will impact protein content. And also they were looking at sulfur fertility as well. So because of the timing that I joined the university, the option that I had, it was really putting these kind of research project into the on-farm network. So I got in contact with some of the extension educators, and they found a group of 7 right now farmers who were willing to put these kind of trials on the on-farm level. So that's what I sort of present to the Wheat Board last week.
Now, as this project gets underway, what are some things that you're looking forward to concerning the project, or maybe some goals you have with it?
Sure. There's multiple things. But one of the main ones is pretty much in agreement with some of what the soil fertility group has been initiated, is trying to update the nitrogen recommendations for wheat for Nebraska. And then the second objective is trying to find out how can we implement remote sensing from either drone images or, satellite images to kind of guide the nitrogen recommendations in the crops. And the one that I add into it, and this is more related with my specialty, is the more of the site-specific management. So wheat in different parts of Nebraska, there's a lot of spatial variability in the soil properties and that interaction with weather. So my idea is that we can come up with recommendations that are more site-specific, so that will allow the producers to kind of like get into more stable yields, but also more stable protein level.
And I imagine presenting to the Wheat Board, you probably had some ears perk up, some interested parties. Did you get much feedback from them?
Yeah. There was a great interaction. And actually, they pointed out some of the things that I should be considered or that they are, concerned about it. And one of the ones that we really liked to enjoy the discussion was about how can we ensure that a later application wheat actually, instead of going to the growth, gets translated into protein content. So it was really useful, the interaction with them, and to kind of like include that into the research as well.
All right. Thank you, our guest this week, Dr. Lila Puntel, with this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.